you know that her heart is but true.
Well, good evening. This is Gordon Martinez. The show is called American Honor. It's brought to you by RBN. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Call in. The show is about anti-corruption in local, state, and federal government. If you got a story to tell or if you have a question to ask, I was a 39-year police veteran recently terminated on a medical from the LVMPD in 2014. And that's after spending 36 years with the LVMPD and 4 years with the Hermosa Beach Police Department. And I'm talking to you as a for real cop, not one that just sat down and wrote a desk. I was out there with the blood and the guts and the beer. So, as usual, what I'd like to do is I'd like to talk about the Law Enforcement Code of Ethics, or the Badge of Honor, which most, if not all, police officers take a sacred oath to. And I'd like to have everybody kind of understand the type of individual that dons the gun, the badge, and the uniform and tries to do the best he can in making our communities safer and for the better, for its betterment. So without any further ado, I'm going to read you the code of ethics that I swore to back in 1974. This was enacted in 1956 by the Association of the State of California, Police Officers Association of the State of California, and adopted. There is no standardized oath, but they vary, but the same message is also brought out throughout the United States. As a law enforcement officer, my fundamental duty is to serve mankind, to safeguard lives and property, to protect the innocent against deception, the weak against oppression or intimidation, and the peaceful against violence or disorder, and to respect the constitutional rights of all men to liberty, equality, and justice. I will keep my private life unsullied as an example to all, maintain courageous calm in the face of danger, scorn, or ridicule, develop self-restraint, and be constantly mindful of the welfare of others. Honest in thought and deed in both my personal and official life, I will be exemplary in obeying the laws of the land and the regulations of my department. Whatever I see or hear of a confidential nature or that is confided to me in my official capacity will be kept ever secret unless revelation is necessary in the performance of my duty. I will never act officiously or permit personal feelings, prejudices, animosities, or friendships to influence my decisions. With no compromise for crime and with relentless prosecution of criminals, I will enforce the law courteously and appropriately without fear or favor, malice, or ill will, never employing unnecessary force or violence, and never accepting gratuities. I recognize the badge of my office as a symbol of public faith, and I accept it as a public trust to be held so long as I am true to the ethics of the police service. I will constantly strive to achieve these objectives and ideals, dedicating myself before God to my chosen profession, law enforcement. Well, folks, this is the bottom line. This oath of honor, this code of ethics that is taken by most, if not all, police officers in the United States is the fundamental foundation and principles of which police officers act accordingly. Whenever they violate any part of this oath, they violate and basically disgrace every other police officer in uniform that dons the gun and the badge and enters the law enforcement service. Again, my show is all about anti-corruption at any level, especially in Nevada, local, state, or federal corruption. And understand that me, along with my followers, are not anti-government. We are anti-corruption in government. I love this country. I'm an American patriot. And I will do everything I can to defend and support the Constitution of the United States of America. Well, I'm just looking over my list. It looks like we have Dee in Nevada on the line. And she's going to update us about the battery domestic violence laws and the corruption that exists in Nevada and in our court system. Dee, are you there?
I am, Gordon. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Well, I'm hanging in there. I've got some updates on. I appreciate that you mentioned that I am a survivor of domestic violence, as is my child. And although that is what caused me to enter the criminal justice system as a victim of a crime.
And you are?
I'm sorry?
And you are. You are a victim of a crime.
I am. I thought I was supposed to continue that sentence. I am a victim of a crime, correct. And so I became knowledgeable about the corruption in Nevada as a victim of a crime. And so the court system, and I've experienced the same things with the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department that you have, that there's a lot of corruption. And so when a person enters a court, that should be the safety net for victims of crime if Metro doesn't get it right. But unfortunately, the courts are corrupted. And what happened in Las Vegas in 2005 is they went from a paper to a paperless system. And thousands, if not millions, of documents got lost, and so people were not getting correct rulings in their court cases. So what ended up happening is victims got re-victimized because so many documents were lost.
Right. Told you before that the only way that I can ever think about maybe correcting the system and bringing those accountable to justice is to publicize, put it in writing, and do what you're doing right now, talking on a very wide spectrum of the radio system in our country, not only in this country but in other countries too. This radio network that we're talking on right now is just a wonderful, wonderful media exposure. So whenever you can, use names, use circumstances so that it is archived and it is on the record and it can't be taken away after that. So do you see what I mean when I say exposure? Exposure is what kills these people.
I appreciate that. It's good to know your listenership and how widespread it is. The court system purchased a contract with services from a company called Tyler Technologies, headquartered formerly in Tyler, Texas, but now in Dallas, Texas, and implemented this what they call the Odyssey case management system. And the contract, the company wasn't prepared for such a large contract. Las Vegas claims, its claim to fame is it's the largest judicial district in the United States. And the problem when they implemented the system is they didn't roll it out and test to make sure the management system was working, like roll it out on like a small claims case. They rolled it out on a variety of cases, including child abuse cases and domestic violence cases. Well, so as I mentioned before, so a lot of photographs of battered children and other battered victims were lost. Then, I appreciate your comment, just exposure. Of course, the Las Vegas Tribune has been carrying this, but the Las Vegas Review-Journal sent out a reporter to do an in-depth investigation, and he wrote an article November 22nd, 2010, and he quoted one judge as saying, "Well, I hope they get the kinks worked out." I mean, that was the extent of what they thought of this problem, was that it had kinks in it. No, it was illegally destroying evidence, photographs of battered.
Yeah, they call that criminal activity. That's when you destroy evidence and photographs and such, when it's done maliciously and with intent, it's called criminal activity. It's breaking the law. Continue,
and
please.
Yes, and it doesn't even have to be intent. It can be negligence. They thought the photographs were in the file, so they shred the photographs. Well, the photographs weren't in the file, and judges went to rule. And not coincidental, the death rate of children started to escalate threefold in 1 year. So when the Review Journal came out with this article, it got a lot of pushback from the judges. And the Doug McMurdo, who wrote the article, was fired within 3 months. So,
that's pretty much par for the course for Las Vegas. That's par for the course. That's what they do. They twist you with your job, and then eventually they go and quiet you permanently. And sometimes it isn't exactly just on the legal end. So yeah, you're right on. And Clark County, Las Vegas, and Nevada is notorious for this type of stuff. Now, right now, you're based up in Reno, aren't you?
Well, I don't let anyone know where I am. We have cases in Carson City right now because we want to find out if Northern Nevada is aware of the situation of what's happening. Because when a child is born in a state, that state retains jurisdiction over that child until that child reaches 18. Mm-hmm. So these children have to stay in the state, or the jurisdiction over them stays in the state. So many of these children fled Las Vegas, and Northern Nevada is not aware of what's happening in Clark County, which is not unusual. There's hundreds of miles that separate the two biggest populations in the state. Las Vegas is the largest, and then Reno the second largest. Mm-hmm. So when we started bringing to the attention of the courts in Northern Nevada what was going on, we got a lot of shocking responses like, well, we don't even know about this, we've never heard of this. One justice a couple of weeks ago said, well, why isn't anybody telling me this? Well, what's happened is the 8th Judicial District judges tried to correct the problem themselves, and they got a lot of blowback because there was just too much evidence destroyed to get the problem corrected, and it would cost billions of dollars to correct all the evidence.
Let me ask you something, Dee. Do you believe the judges up north are saying that they didn't know about this? Do you believe them?
I do, and here's the reason why. The 8th Judicial District, because they couldn't get the problem fixed, they sent out Judge Thomas Arthur Ritchie Jr. He goes by Art Ritchie. The District Court Judges Association, which is a statewide association, elected Art Ritchie as their president and let Art Ritchie lobby to try to get legislation to support decisions the judges had made, which were wrong, and like decisions where the children were court-ordered back to their abusers and killed. He tried to get legislation to protect the judges. He couldn't get the problem corrected, so he went out lobbying. Now, as the president of the District Court Judges Association, he now has a statewide platform, and he's not telling any of the judges. He just signed an affidavit 6 months after he left his position as the chief judge in the 8th Judicial District, which gave him authority to get the problem corrected, and he couldn't get it corrected. 6 months after he left, he was disqualified for bias. That's death to a judge's career.
Who disqualified him?
The incoming Chief Judge Togliatti. So he went out to the district court judges, and he went out and got them to support him as president, and now he got this legislation passed. He's holding seminars because judges have to get continuing education units just like you and I do. Anyone who's a professional has to get. And the continuing education unit seminars that he is teaching are how to keep these child abuse cases out of your courtroom. So, no, he's not going to be on the radar screen when it comes to child abuse cases. So we're very pleased to see how he's going on the offense. You know, if anyone who's been in the military has heard the best defense is a strong offense. So he's going on the offense, and we're following him. He just signed an affidavit that said nothing about him as a chief judge and the problems that were occurring in his courtrooms as the chief judge regarding the destruction of evidence. So,
okay, Dee, you got about a minute left. Tell me, in your own words, what your next step is going to be and what you're going to bring to light.
We're having a problem finding a judge that is not biased. So we've got to think that through. If any of your listenership have any recommendations, the judges have been disqualified, but finding the next step is an attorney. But the attorneys all knew this because the state bar published this problem in their law review, trying to find someone who's not biased.
Yeah, well, I tell you, for just a recommendation, don't look for an attorney in the state of Nevada because they're all biased. And they're all under the gun. So if I were you, I would look outside the state and maybe hopefully you'll come up with somebody that's unbiased. Dee, thank you for your call. And we've got another caller on the line. His name is Colonel Hunt. And Colonel Hunt, are you there?
Hello.
Hello there. How's it going?
Pretty good. You and I met in Las Vegas, yes. Actually twice.
I remember that. You're a colonel and commander in charge of a militia in California, aren't you?
Oh, well, actually, I'm the state commander of
the
California.
State commander, okay.
Yeah, I'm not just a unit commander. I'm actually the state commander.
All right.
And so that's basically the way that works. You know, each of our individual units have their own commanders, but then we have a state commander that the either federal or state officials can reach out to and talk with. It's a public face on the militia, basically.
Gotcha. Well, it looks like we've come to a point where we got to take a break. Ben, I want you to stay on the line. And okay. I'll get back with you.
Ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is Gordon Martinez with American Honor, brought to you by RBN. We are talking with Colonel Hunt of the state militia in California. Colonel Hunt, are you still there?
Yes, I am. Actually, what was
on your mind today?
Well, basically, I was asked to call in because what we've done in California is the first case of its kind in the country. We have filed a federal lawsuit against the state of California for infringing on the Second Amendment.
All right. Well, that's kind of unique. I don't think I've ever heard of anything like that. Is this the first of
no,
its kind?
No, it has never been done before. And it's already in federal court. And they're actually trying to mediate the case, it looks like. But of course,
no kidding. They're trying to mediate it.
Yes, they are. I received a notice a few days ago, basically stating that they want to go into mediation. And well, that's simply unacceptable, because what we're demanding is to get in front of a grand jury.
Sure. Yeah, you bet.
And let me give you the basis of the case and why I felt it was necessary to file against 15 legislators, including Governor Brown and Lieutenant Governor Newsom.
Oh, please do.
What's that?
Please do. Give me the summary of what the complaint is about.
Well, here about 8 or 9 months ago, they came up with everyone's aware of apocalypse. Well, there's something called gun apocalypse, and that is a series of laws that they have put together. Nobody voted on them, and they either passed them by executive order or executive privilege, or they passed them before the legislators. And basically, there's about a dozen laws, half dozen laws, that they have passed. Some of them are downright asinine. And they're basically, they're going to make 8.5 million firearms owners felons in January.
And because, how's that going to happen?
Well, because they're outlawing certain weapon systems. The AR-15 semi-automatic weapon is being outlawed in the state of California.
Oh,
and that's a
God.
Rifle. That's a rifle where you depress the trigger and one round comes out. You depress the trigger again, another round comes out.
I got three of them. I got three of them, Brian.
Okay. So,
I know exactly what you're talking about. But, you know, something like this with these bills that have been passed, that's not surprising. California is notorious for this type of stuff. But why is it that nobody has filed a lawsuit until now?
No. And what we did is we started with what's called a violation warning, denial of rights under the color of law. It's under 18 U.S.C. 242 and 245 and 1983. These are all U.S. codes. We're using their own U.S. codes against them. And basically, it's a federal document that you can find on the federal government website for federal court, or you can look for it in Citizen Actions Network, which is a website that deals with the law and so forth. As state commander, I'm basically a tactical officer, but I had to come to grips with the fact that I needed to learn a little bit of law so that I can defend my militiamen in court. Basically, you know, if any of my people get into trouble, we find them legal help. I have a legal department that works with that. I'm the only militia system in the country that has a legal department that I'm aware of.
That's fantastic, Brian. And I'm proud of you. And I'm proud to know you. And to know somebody that can stand tall and stand up to this obvious oppression by the federal government.
It's corruption.
That's exactly what it is.
Your last lady is talking about the attorneys and corruption.
Yeah.
Well, all the bar attorneys are basically corrupt, and they all know what's going on.
Brian, we got to take another break. Stay on the line. I'll be back with you.
I'm supposed to get a raise next week. You know that when I won't. Working for a living. Working for a living.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time,
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you have sciatica, then you know all about the crippling pain that travels from your lower back down your leg when a spasm occurs. It's brutal. In fact, it's enough to take your breath away. Dr. Zhang's sciatica nerve cream helps relieve persistent, shooting pains associated with the sciatic nerve in the lower back and legs. This natural, homeopathic cream contains the most potent ingredients to soothe even the most excruciating pain associated with sciatica. Stop the pain now. Ask for Dr. Zhang's sciatica nerve cream at your local health food store or go online to TraskNutrition.com.
Would you like relief from muscle pain, headaches, and discomfort to sleep better, have more energy during the day, and just feel naturally amazing? Fibromalic can help. Its blend of malic acid and magnesium can provide pain relief and comfort for those who experience fibromyalgia. It helps your body absorb more oxygen, and it works quickly for a significant reduction in pain within 48 hours, all without a prescription. Ask for Fibromalic at health and vitamin shops or shop fibromalic.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
All right, this is Gordon Martinez. The show is called American Honor. It's brought to you by RBN. We've got Colonel Brian Hunt, the commander of the militia in California, and he's telling us, talking to us about a lawsuit that is currently being implemented regarding violations of the Second Amendment by the state of California. Brian, what is the next court date or this mediation time or this date for this mediation? And are you going to this mediation?
I am going to the mediation. We don't have a court date as of yet. We filed November 16th of this year. So they just got the lawsuit, and then I received notices a few days ago what they're basically attempting to do.
This is a pro se lawsuit, correct?
Correct. We are doing this under pro se rules. I'm actually coming in representing myself with a legal advisor that will argue the case, and then I will be presenting evidence. And we not only have the laws that they're attempting to pass that infringe on the Second Amendment, we have case law that the federal government has already ruled that the Second Amendment applies to every state, county, and local jurisdiction.
That's pretty impressive. Tell me this. Has anyone told you not to talk about this to the media or to anybody else or the radio?
No. And even if they did, I'm gonna talk my head off. Because,
well, that sounds good to me. Fact is, I'll give you an official permission to call my show every Saturday at 4 o'clock to kind of update us on how this lawsuit is going. Would you be willing to do that?
Yes, I would. I can at least tell you. Also, I have a website that mm-hmm. is separate from my command site that we have established in the last couple of weeks. It's people versus states dot M-I-K-R-E-I, M-I-K-R-E-I dot com. And a person can go on there and look at the federal documents that we have, look at the case and what's going on with the case.
Give me that website again, please.
Yes, it's peopleversusstates.mikreimikeree.com.
Okay, and then we can peruse through the lawsuit and look at everything?
Yes, you'll be able to do that. Also, some of the tools that we are using will also be on the website. It's a new website. It's only been up and running about a week and a half, 2 weeks, and we've already had 400 people come to the website.
All right. That sounds great. Well, put me on your list because I am definitely in support of your lawsuit.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you what the lawsuit entails and how it came about.
Go ahead.
Let me say this. You know, there are good and bad militias out there. The people I represent, we are the good militia. That's kind of like what the feds had said to me in an interview one time. You know, there's good and bad militia. And it's like, well, is there any bad militia? But anyways, we are not anti-government. We're anti-corruption. We want...
That's good to hear, and people need to understand that distinction.
Yes. We are there to defend the Constitution against enemies, foreign and domestic. We are an arm of the military under Title 10, Section 311, the United States Military Code. We're a civilian agency, but under Title 10, we are an arm of the military. And most people don't realize that it was George Washington that implemented the militia system after our country came together. And
just a little tidbit, did you know that the militia is mentioned 4 times in the Constitution?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I read it forwards and backwards. In fact, the way it's worded is the militia of several states the exact language. So one of the things that we're asking and that we're demanding from the grand jury is that they restore the Second Amendment to these several states using the exact language of the Constitution.
So now, if Nevada wanted to jump in and support your lawsuit, would they be able to do that?
They can. They just come to the website, People versus States, and they can actually look at what's going on there. They can make comments. They can reach me directly. There's a direct telephone line for me as well as my email. I encourage militia from around the country, basically watch our lawsuit, and provided we are successful, they can file their own lawsuits using the process that we are using.
Hey, that sounds pretty good. So,
I still believe the grand jury works.
Right. Well, understand that I'm part of this too, because I filed a federal lawsuit against the LVMPD and 14 other high-ranking police administrators, okay? So I know what the pro se thing is. And I know the weapon that the federal government uses against you, and they're already using it, and that is attrition. Okay? They have not given you a date for this, what do you call it, this mediation thing. And they will stretch this out, and hopefully you'll get tired and go away and in their eyes, and they'll just wear you down that way.
Well, let me tell you what we did. We first filed a violation warning notice, which is the Title 18 notice, with the Attorney General. The Attorney General refused to investigate. We know that she received it, and she received all 15 notices, and she basically ignored them. We knew she was going to do that. That's what got us into federal court.
Right.
And the people that are named as defendants, and I want your audience to really understand this, we are not suing the state as a whole, because you can't, because it's a government entity. And so, therefore, basically, the way some of the codes read is that a corporation is not responsible for its wrongdoing. So we're going after individuals.
Oh, okay.
The defendants in this case are Gerald M. Brown, Gavin M. Newsom, Kamala Harris. She's the Attorney General, and she refused to do her job, so she's being sued. Kevin DeLeon, Lonnie Hancock, Phil King, Kevin McCarthy, Jim Cooper, Miguel Santiago, Lois Wolk, Mark Levine, Steve Glazer, Hannah Beth Jackson, Israel Hall, and Dianne Feinstein. These are the major players behind the firearms legislation that we've seen in the last 20 years.
Fine. That sounds like a good list of people to go after. So anyway, you got a minute left. What else would you like to tell our listeners to do and to support?
Well, I would say support your local militia in your state and in your county, because we need your help, and it's not just about guns. In my own command, I have a JAG office as well as a legal department, and because we recognize that we have to work within the law as much as possible, and that's what we're attempting to do.
Sounds good to me, and just count me in as one of your supporters, okay? And make sure you give me a jingle next Saturday.
Right, and that website is peopleversusstates.mikrei.com.
Sounds good. You have a good one.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, bye-bye. Mike in Tennessee, are you still on the line?
Greetings. First of all, to the previous lady caller, I would recommend she listen to the show following yours on Republic in Defense of Humanity and call in.
Repeat that title again for me, please.
Okay, the show that comes on immediately after yours on this same station, republicbroadcasting.com, is called In Defense of Humanity with Al Whitley. And I think that she might be able to get some answers to some of her questions that might benefit her. This is a show that I listen to weekly because it's really getting down to what's actually going on. That last caller, he also would benefit, number one, because he's already lost his case and he doesn't even realize it. He goes into a court and represents. He said represent, but they view it as represent. He's going in as a dead man now, trying to represent the dead man, and they're not going to listen to him. So he's already lost his case. So they'll explain that to him. Also, this notion that the militia is a branch of the military, not so, because the U.S. is a corporation. It's listed on Dun & Bradstreet, and the military is a branch of that corporation. It is not the organic corporation. It's not the organic government. In the Clearfield Doctrine, this is something that you'll learn on that show. The Clearfield Doctrine in the 40s, the Supreme Court admitted that the United States government is a corporation. As such, it's a fiction on paper. Therefore, because it doesn't have the qualities of being a human, it cannot be a government. So this is a corporation we're dealing with. It is not a government.
Say that again for me. I didn't quite get that last sentence that you said. Say it again.
It's called the Clearfield Doctrine.
Uh-huh.
It's a United States Supreme Court case where the Supreme Court admitted that the United States government is a corporation.
Uh-huh.
Because it is a fiction on paper, it does not possess the qualities of being a human. Therefore, it cannot be a government or govern. Only people can govern other people by their consent. This is a corporation posing as government. The Clearfield Doctrine, you've never heard of it probably. Most people haven't.
Never heard of it.
Right. Well, I'm wanting to share this with you guys because you guys are in the fight. You're out here trying to, you know, do the right thing. And I applaud this commander because he's out there trying to make it happen. But he's going to lose because he's representing himself. He's going in there not as a live man, but he's converting himself to a dead fiction on paper. And there's where you fall because, no. And also the courts, frankly, they're rigged game. And if you've got an attorney, I know that
if you get federally charged or anything like that, you're going into a federal court. It is rigged. Ivan Bundy and his sons and those other 25 American patriots are a perfect example of that.
And they're still in jail, aren't they?
They were cleared of the federal, but you're right. They are still incarcerated.
Right, and people don't talk about that. These guys are still in jail for a pending charge, which they ought to have a bond for. If the Constitution is in force, then these people would have the right to have a bond because they've harmed no one. There's no victim, but the Constitution.
Mike, let me ask you this, Mike. When Harry Reid named Cliven Bundy and his family and all the other American patriots domestic violent or domestic terrorists, did that change things on the way the federal court system looks at these individuals?
Well, they're out of that system now, but in reality, it's something that they used to demonize their opponents because they're exposing the fact that the government is a fraud. Now, the reason I called you initially, I wanted to ask you a question and see where you would go with this because I wanted to offer an opinion and get your response to my opinion. The question I would ask is, as you know, the government backed off the Standing Rock pipeline issue only when the overwhelming force, why do you think they backed off? I mean, I think I've already tipped my hat on that, but why would you say that the government all of a sudden backed off?
And I believe that the opposition and the protests, which were firmly based, I think, caused the exposure of the government's overreach. I think that the government knew that they were in the wrong, and eventually, since you have people that aren't going to back down and are going to keep at it, eventually the government would be exposed for their fraud, just like they were up in Oregon, where all those patriots and the Bundy family and all that were acquitted. Now, does that answer your question?
Right. Now, let me give you my perspective on what I saw. Number one, obviously shining the light on it brought its awareness to the people after some 9 months that these mostly elderly Native Americans, because the younger people were working, and most of these were elderly people, they were brutalized. They were sprayed with water cannons in 20-degree temperatures. One woman who was 19 years old from New York shot in the face with a rubber bullet. She died. They shot her. Yeah, they don't talk about it. The mainstream media won't talk about it.
Do you have a name on that? Because I'll make sure everybody knows about it. Do you have a name of that person?
I'll have to look it up and send it to you, but I don't have it right in front of me. I've been keeping up with this because I'm working with an Indian nation trying to overcome the similar odds. But here's the most compelling reason that they backed down. They had somewhere between 1,000 and 4,000 military retirees, veterans who had seen battle go up there because it was the moral and right thing to do, and they were standing between the Native Americans and this government opposition posing as sheriffs and their deputies. Now, the reality is that they were outnumbered, and because of that, these deputies and these sheriffs backed off. When they come at us and kick in our door in the middle of the night with 18 to 30, we're overwhelmed. Well, when we stand up against them in overwhelming forces, they see the light of day finally that they might want to back off and rethink their position. They're only bullies when they feel like they're bigger and stronger. And when we, the people, stand up and say, no, we have power. That's the solution. Stand up against
them.
You got that.
We got to go to break. Stay on the line, and I'll be back with you.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
If the lonely night surrounds you, hey, you waited down by gloom.
Okay, this is Gordon Martinez. The show is called American Honor. It's brought to you by RBN. We are on the phone with Mike in Tennessee. Mike, are you still there?
I am, and I found the lady's name, and it's Sophia Wilansky, W-I-L-A-N-S-K-Y, and she was critically...
W-I-L-A-N-S-K-Y.
S-K-Y.
And Sophia, right?
Correct. And there's several posts on the internet. I'm finding some from November 22nd, some from the 23rd of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, and there's several of these, but in this case, this girl, 21 years old from New York, she was shot with a grenade. It exploded and destroyed her arm. She's lost her arm. That much is in the report, but somewhere I had heard that she actually had died from the injury, but I still looking for that.
So what was it? What, one of those flash bang grenades that did this?
Apparently it was a grenade that had some type of explosive component to it, because shrapnel and the concussion was right. enough to destroy
when
it.
When I was on the SWAT team, they had those kind of grenades. They're called flash bangs, and it's like has about 10 M80s, you know, those firecrackers that are kind of powerful.
Right.
It has that inside.
Yeah,
inside the grenade.
If you're 10 feet away, you probably won't get hurt unless you get hit in the
That's
eye.
Right.
But if it hits you, the explosive power can kill you. And I know that there have been reports, if you search police flashbang grenade shot into mm-hmm. baby's crib kills baby.
I remember that yeah. incident. Yes. Yes, I do. What I'm hoping that, and I don't mean it, you know, like personally, I hope you're wrong about the lawsuit in California, okay, the people versus state or what they call it on the Second Amendment. I hope you're wrong. On the same token, do you think that the Bundy situation up in Bunkerville in 2014 is similar to what's happening with the pipeline?
No, they're different issues, but they're not different issues. And in the sense, and I'll try to tie the two together, because
we got about a minute. Go ahead.
It's pure and simple this. It's government oppression, because the government is a corporation and they want to control and dominate. And the Bundys were standing doing what they were entitled to do by the rights of a free sovereign citizen. A citizen is not a – that's a bad choice of words. All right. Because obviously a citizen is a subject is a slave. They are not that. They're just doing what they've been doing for a long, long time, which is letting their herds.
100 years.
Right, right. And the natives have a right to their water. You know, the corporations are getting the support of this corporate government for their benefit and payoffs. And I think that the people standing, the key is, if we all stand together, we can stop this and we can take back this government from these people that are posing as government. Our government's been hijacked, folks. We're at the end here. They're locking up people, they're killing people, and it's not going to stop until we stand up. But if we stand up, it doesn't have to be a bloodbath. We look at what happened in Standing Rock. They backed off. If you don't
That's
stand
right.
up, nothing ever changes. You can't vote them out of office. You can't talk about it on the radio. You got to get in their face.
Absolutely, Mike, and thanks for calling in. And folks, it looks like we're coming to the end of our show. This is Gordon Martinez. The show is called American Honor, and it's brought to you by RBN. Everybody, peace. Bye.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.